Welcome to this week's episode of Odds and Ends. This time, our guest is Benny, loving husband, proof moderator, sports card enthusiast, successful entrepreneur, and much more. As Ed and I inquire as to Benny's start in crypto and NFTs, we got an inside look into an incredible person, an amazing life journey, and we're excited for everything that comes next. This week's episode is brought to you by Proof of Update, the best source of daily information on everything proof. You can find a quick link in the show notes or by following BitFloor's Ghost on Twitter. As always, nothing chatted about on this podcast should be considered financial advice or, honestly, advice of any kind. We're just people meeting other cool people and getting to know them. Opinions expressed here are those of the speakers only and no companies they work for. Let's get to know Benny.
It's so awesome to meet you. I guess I'll give BitFloor's Ghost an opportunity too to get words in. Unless have you guys spoken previously?
No, this is the first time I've spoken to either of you guys. So nice to meet you both, man.
Yeah, nice to meet you. What should I call you, Bit or Bits? Or I mean,
you know, you could just call me Ed. Ed's cool. Ed's okay. my real name. That's fine, man.
Okay, I'll call. Is it okay to call you Ed on the podcast?
Okay. I'm committed now, I guess. Right, Craig. So let's go.
Well, here's I love that because Benny, you're gonna love this. This is kind of organic the way we're even doing this. I know I'm gonna poke you with some questions and we're gonna further the conversation, and then our friend Brian's gonna chop it and edit some things too. So it'll be just kind of awesome. An organic conversation. But we were talking for about 30 minutes, and I forgot to ask what Ed wanted me to call him. I was so excited. and we've communicated like a lot through Discord, a lot through text and chat. And it got like, Ed, I won't speak for you, but we were jamming just then and time started melting away. I wanted to know so many more things about your journey, which is, I think it's even messing with my head in the best of ways of like, wow, there's going to be, this podcast is going to make me new friends, like new people, just because of conversations that we're going to have. So it'll be fun regardless of, again, any kind of vertical into like, oh, I need listenership or anything like that. If a few people listen to it and enjoy it and we get to meet some new people, I'm like, I'm jazzing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's kind of how it's been for me too, you know, with like the newsletter and all. And I'm sure Betty, same deal with you, man, with your summaries, your newsletter. It's just like, you know, let's get the information out and it's cool if people pick up on it. That's always awesome. But I'm going to find the information anyway. I might as well just put it out there, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with the same way. But yeah, I think this is what you guys are starting is really cool. And I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be a lot of fun. And I think, you know, a lot of people will tune in, but you know, I mean, at least like the community will tune in, you know, and if more people,
and that's what it's for.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so interesting because I actually work in marketing. I'm a small business owner in Central Florida. And like, it's the opposite of what you tend to do where like insert, you know, chiropractor A or moving company B, and they want to get to as many people as humanly possible. The goal here is like to meet you, Benny, like today it's to meet you and learn from you and see like how you got here and all these things. And other people might be interested in that within proof, and outside of it, who knows? I mean, that's up to them, but it's going to be so cool to put like extra context on all this time that some of us have been spending in Discord, right? And you being a mom, I shouldn't even say, like, give us your like intro to you and your position with proof and what you do, and then we'll go backwards and forwards.
Okay. Yeah. My intro, what I do with Proof is I am a Discord moderator. That's my title and that's what I do. You know, my job basically is to support the community and make sure everything is going all right and make sure, you know, people like you and Ed don't get out of control sometimes in there.
I love that.
No, you guys are fine. You guys are fine. But you know, it's just being there for the community and just being, making sure it's safe. There was something the other day, actually, I don't know if you guys were online at the time. It was in the evening, but there was someone in the Discord in the Moonbird channel asking about a tweet that was talking about a Moonbird coin, and they were asking like, "Is this real or is this a scam?" Right? And then so somebody apparently asked this person, "Hey, can you share the link for this website that they were like, you know, talking about?" So the person actually posted the link to the scam website in the Discord.
Oh no.
You're right. So, I mean, I was on, luckily I was online at the time. So I'm like, I mean, hurry up. Let me delete this real quick. You know, I mean,
oh, for sure. Keep people safe.
Keep people safe. I mean, I know the person that did not have any ill will or did not want to, you know, scam people. Yeah. They just weren't thinking, but you know, this, that's just something that I do and the other moderators do. And, you know, we're also like the eyes for the team, you know, they're busy building product. So it's up to myself and the other team members who spend time in the Discord to let the team know, like, feedback, you know, what the community is talking about, what they want to know about, you know? So, and yeah, that's one thing I do. And another thing that I do is I take notes during the Friday parliaments. That was something that I was doing since the first one, I believe. I may have missed the first one or not. I can't remember, but it was early on. And after
before
I got
before you were a team member, even?
Yeah, before I was a team member, like right when I started, right when I, you know, after I minted, one of the first things that I wanted to do was like, what can I do for the community? Like, what can I do to bring value? So I was like, well, let me start like a weekly newsletter, you know, of a recap of, you know, what's been going on for people who aren't in the Discord like every single day, who don't, you know, who are on Twitter like I am. So let me just do a weekly newsletter. And then after that, like when they started doing these parliaments, I was like, well, let me take notes for people who can't make it live or who don't have time to listen to the recording that's usually an hour long. So I just started taking notes and I was just doing this, you know, just as a community member who wanted to find ways to, you know, be valuable and be helpful. And so when I started the position, that was one of the things I hoped I could continue to do. And luckily it was one of the things that were like, yeah, definitely, you know, keep on doing that. So, I'm glad about that.
We are all glad about that, man. Yeah.
Big time. Big thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, that's, you know, and it's kind of like how Ed is, you know, doing it. You know, Ed turned it up a notch and said, you know, I'm going to do a daily newsletter, you know, which is something that, you know, I certainly could not do. So I have mad respect for you to be able to, you know, do that every single day.
Thank you.
You know, but I'm sure it was the same way with you. You were like, I want to do something for this community because I love it so much. And, you know, how can I contribute? You know, and, you know, I'm not a coder. I can't build websites. I'm not an artist.
Same.
So, right. Exactly. So like I've done like newsletters, you know, kind of, I've done, you know, social media a little bit. So I was like, well, maybe I can do this. I'm good at this. And this is something that I would enjoy doing, even if, you know, not many people were reading it.
It's well, funny that we go ahead.
Please go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's kind of funny how we all have such a, like a similar journey into proof and with what we're doing, because yeah, like you said, Benny, I mean, that was exactly my thought process, you know, was, you know, I was looking at what you were putting out. I was looking at getting, you know, these weekly newsletters and the information. And then I was finding myself just sifting through, you know, just tons of Discord chats each day, waking up and going back to the backlog just to make sure I didn't miss anything. And then I realized, you know, if I'm doing all this work, I might as well put it out there for everybody. And that's what I'm kind of seeing with the whole community at large, is like, everyone's doing that. You know, Benny did that with his summaries and stuff. And now he's, you know, working as a community manager for proof. And, you know, I was thinking about that idea with my newsletter and you're starting this, you know, the odds and ends pod, and it's just awesome. And it's kind of funny too, how the idea of, you know, I'm also not a coder. And so that is what I thought about too, was like, how can I add value to the community? What could I do that is not easily replicated, that can't just be copied, you know? And that's kind of where I found, you know what, I can do this every day, pretty much. I can wake up and write this letter. And that was my kind of special ability, I guess, to contribute to the community.
The Not a Coder Club is obviously, yeah, exactly, something that we are working to cultivate here. You know, I think it's amazing. And I tipped it off, Benny, that earlier before you popped on, Ed was giving me just an amazing origin story. I was sharing mine as well. So what got you into crypto, NFTs? Was it just NFTs, both? Like, what was your, how'd you get to even know that proof was a thing?
Yeah, well, you know, my introduction to NFTs was probably like a lot of people, you know, it was through Gary Vee. You know, I've been a follower of his for, you know, many years now, but really it started back in like 2020. I think that's when the pandemic started. And he was like really into collecting sports cards. And that was something I did as a child, like many other people did.
Oh, Benny, I am staring at sports cards on my desk are you? Right now. I'm staring. Awesome. I have a Jeter rookie. I have a LeBron rookie. It's like my stuff that I was going to send to get graded that I just paused on. It's on my desk right now.
Oh, man. We'll have to do another episode just talking about sports know. Cards. Because
yes,
I was,
please.
You know, because like when the pandemic started, I was like, well, let me go through my old stuff. And then I did. And once I started doing that, I really got back into sports cards. I was buying.
Oh my God, Ed, wait, I'm so sorry, Ed. I have to ask Benny. Ed, yes. I don't know if Ed's into sports cards or not. Benny, what were some of the gems that you found? This is totally self-serving. I apologize.
Oh, this is awesome.
I mean, well, with some of the gems I found, I mean, my biggest win was getting my dream card, which is crazy. Like, I got it so fast, but I got a 1986 Jordan Fleer rookie.
Oh, that's awesome.
Rated, stop it. Benny, stop it.
PSA 8.5.
Oh my God. Stop it. You know, I'm freaking out, Benny. I'm freaking out. Now, did you flip into it? Tell me everything.
Well, that's, I mean, I don't know if I should mention this online, but I won it in a raffle, actually, you know?
That's even better.
Right? I don't know if you were part of that, but I discovered on Facebook these Facebook groups that would do raffles for sports cards. So there's like, you know, let's say 10 spots. And each spot costs a certain amount of money, you know, based on, you know, the value of the card. So you can buy however many spots you want. You could buy one spot. You could buy two spots. You could buy half the spots. And then they do a random drawing online. And whoever's number came out on top won that card. So that's what I did for many, many months. I don't know how much money I spent. You know? I lost way more than I won for sure.
That is a grail, Benny.
I made it all up for sure by winning the Jordan rookie. I remember, you know, I was shopping. It was like around Christmas time with my wife and my mother-in-law. I was on Facebook and I saw the results, you know, on my phone. And I literally was like shaking in the store. And I was like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, Craig, I'll have to send you the picture of that card.
Oh, please do. That is such a cool story.
That's my grail card. And so I was collecting sports cards. I was, you know, listening to Gary Vee. But then, he started to sort of transition into NFTs like later in that year. And he was getting ready for VeeFriends. And I remember VeeFriends. I had one ETH when it was time to mint. But I didn't mint because I still didn't quite get NFTs. I still didn't understand the value of them. I wasn't really willing
to take the same risk. We are like the same. That happened to me in May last year as well.
Yeah, I just didn't quite get it. And I was like, I wasn't really willing to take that risk at that time to spend, you know, one ETH on a VeeFriend. So I sort of, after that, I had just sort of put NFTs aside for the next few months. And then in the fall, I got curious about it again. I can't remember why or how, but I got really more curious about it. I bought my first NFT in August. And it was probably because I was in the Discord and someone was mentioning it and I bought it without really doing any research. But that was my first NFT. And then I also, during that time, I decided, well, let me check to see how VeeFriends was doing. And when I saw the floor price at that time, I could not believe how high it had gotten. Yeah. And, you know, that was my first and I'm sure not my last missed opportunity, you know, for buying an NFT. But really, yeah, that's how I got started. It was really last August was when I first really, really got into NFTs.
Well, and I think that's so interesting because you mentioned Gary Vee and he onboarded a lot of people, myself included. While I touched a baby touch of crypto, just Ethereum in 2018, I didn't learn anything about what was actually going on. So 2021. Was my entry too. But I think it's so cool that there's like-mindedness because I went to VCon as well. So you could see a lot of people that had that same vibe. And even though I didn't have a VeeFriend one, I just made sure I bought the ticket so that I can go and see it. And that's another reason why I went to NFT NYC, which really cemented for me because I'm fairly new to proof, right? And I was on the website when it was minting. I think it was December. I still wasn't fully understanding what was going on. I loved the podcast, but I really had a disconnect between the US dollar amount that my Ethereum was. I wasn't mentally using it as a utility, which is what you need to, I think you got to kind of get there or the numbers will keep you from some of the, what could be the greatest things. Now, I'm still grateful.
Great point.
But that took me so long to learn. Like I was there on the website. I had the Ethereum and I'm like 1.5, that's a lot of money. Because at the time, ETH was much higher. This was, right. I think it was right before January. So I was like, oh my gosh, I've never spent this much on an NFT. I got lucky with some of these other ones. I don't know what to think right now. And obviously I passed. And the coolest thing about, which is a miss. But the coolest thing about Proof is you could still get in, connect, meet people. Like, that's a big difference maker for me. So Benny, were you in Proof early as an actual holder, and then that kept you close, or you had a great respect for it? Like, how did it become now? Like, I get that you were doing the updates and then they brought you on the team, but what was your introduction to even Proof as an NFT?
Yeah, I mean, Craig, you told that story and I was like nodding my head, because I was the same exact way, you know? I was on the mint page, you know, the day of the Dutch auction. I just didn't buy. I was like, because I didn't get it at the time. So that was one of my biggest regrets as well. But I knew of Kevin. I've been following him for a while because, you know, I listened to the Tim Ferriss podcast and he's been a guest many, many times on there. So when he tweeted about Moonbirds earlier this year, like, I remember like instantly, it was like something like I knew instantly that I wanted, because I missed out on Proof, and I you know, it hurt so bad that when he mentioned Moonbirds and this new project, I was like, I have to do whatever it takes to get a Moonbird. And I was prepared at the time. I remember when they were talking about the Dutch auction to like go for a gas war. You know, I was talking to people like, you know, the best strategy and how much gas should I increase. And then when they changed to a raffle, I was like, well, if I don't win a raffle, I'm going to try and get as much ETH as I can and hopefully get one on the secondary. So yeah, that was my introduction, you know, just basically through social media and Twitter is where I discovered, Moonbirds.
How long have you been on the team officially?
Man, it's been not even a month. I started on June the 14th officially. So it's not even been a month, and it feels like it's been longer actually. And everything just happened so quickly. Like, I think
I was going to ask, is it like a whirlwind right now? Because like, did you go to NFT NYC? Like, how did it all like, and it's okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did. You know, actually I'll share the story, like how it came about. If you guys want to hear, it's, I've the last few months I've been kind of like thinking about getting a job in like Web3, because I've been spending so much time in Discords and NFTs, and I was like, I've been looking for sort of a new chapter in my life, and I've always been a solopreneur. I've always been, for the last 9 years, I've just, you know, run my own online business. It's just, you know, myself, maybe one VA, very small. So, but I've sort of burnt out on it a little bit, and I've been trying to figure out like what's next for me. And you know, Web3 was something that caught my attention, but I didn't know what I could do because, like, you know, like I said earlier, I'm not a coder. I can't build websites. I'm nothing like that, but you know, I could be a moderator, I think, cause I was in chats, you know, I was spending time on Discords. But like once Moonbirds came out, you know, I was like in there all the time. Like, I really loved being in there. I love the community. I love the project. And like I said, I was doing things, you know, like the newsletter, and the Parliament, you know, recaps, you know, just to bring value to the community. And, you know, I thought, you know, I really hadn't thought about being a mod in the Discord because they hadn't mentioned it. They hadn't talked about, hey, we're going to be hiring someone soon. But I do remember one day Stevie was mentioning like, hey, we're going to, you know, I think it was just in the conversation or in an answer to someone. I was like, hey, we're looking to hire another mod in the near future. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. Well, maybe I'll wait till they post the job listing on their website to inquire about it. And so, but I didn't ask her at the time. I didn't DM her. You know, I wasn't like, you know, asking about it at the time. I was just like, okay, well, I'll keep my mind open for that opportunity. And then one day I got a DM from AKA Stevie on Twitter. I'm like, oh, hey, we had never chatted privately before. And she was just asking me some like general questions, like, hey, where do you live? And I'm like, oh, I'm on the East Coast. She's like, okay, cool. And I was like, hey, by the way, I saw that you had mentioned you guys were looking for a mod. And if you guys are hiring, I'm interested in that position. And she replied, she laughed, you know, and she's like, we can't promise anything. You know, we're sort of like, you know, kind of exploring right now. But, you know, we'll keep you in mind or something like that. And I was like, yeah, great. You know, keep me in mind, please. And then the next thing I know, it was like, I think it was later that day. I think it was the next day. I got a DM from Kevin on Twitter, and it was just like, hey.
Oh, there it is.
You know, it was just, hi, Benny. And I'm like, oh my God, Kevin's, you know, messaging me. I was like making sure it was the real Kevin Rose.
Oh, right. Did you think this was a fake? I would have thought it was a fake.
Oh, cool. DM or something. 100%.
No, you know, yeah, you always have to be careful, you know, because, you know, it's Kevin Rose sending you a DM. So I have to be sure, you know. So I made sure, and it was definitely him. And he was like, hey, you know, let's set up a time to chat. And I was like, yeah, definitely. Let's try to figure out a time. And so we were playing sort of like, tag, just trying to find a good time to chat. And we ended up chatting a couple of days later on Zoom for like 30 minutes. He was just talking about, the position and, responsibilities, and just wanted to get to know about me a little bit more. And then it was like, yeah, you know, if you're interested in the position, you know, we'd love to have you. And I mean, for me, I was like, absolutely. Like, this is something I truly want. And what the weird thing is like, I hadn't expressed my interest in this position. However, Stevie, she had told me later, she reached out to me because, she just felt like, you know, when they were looking for a mod, like, hey, let's ask Benny, you know, let's see if he's interested.
That's incredible. You know, they were just basting that. Yes.
Yeah, it was just because of how I was in the community, I believe, you know, just how I was showing up. I was like always in the little support channels, you know, down in there, just trying to pop in and answer questions that people had that I knew that I could answer, that I knew the answer to. So yeah, she just thought of me, and I was like, oh my God, it's like some miracle, you know, some weird things going on, you know, in the universe that just how this came about.
It's weird, man. I think a lot of people would have thought, most people would have thought of you, you know, for that position, probably, an earned position, you know what I mean? Not so much luck, you know?
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. It's just like so wild because like I had this feeling like I wanted to do like something in Web3, maybe a moderator. And then here's this amazing position with this amazing company that was like, hey, if you're interested, we'd love to have you. And for me, I didn't have to like really sleep on it. I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, I started on the 14th because Kevin was like, hey, if you start before NFT NYC come out, you know, and I had already planned to go to New York as a Moonbird holder. You know, I had already booked my tickets, already booked a hotel room to go to the events. So
perfect.
Perfect. I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely going out there. So, you know, I met the team, you know, I started, it was a Tuesday. I remember I started. And then that next Monday I was in New York City. We had a team dinner. I met everyone for the first time. And actually a lot of people met, you know, each other for the first time in real life. Yeah. That's in real cool. life. Yeah. So
that had to be so sweet.
It was cool. It was fun. I mean, it was like just, it was so loud in there because everyone was just talking to have a good time at dinner. And then, yeah, just, you know, went to the events and had a great time. And yeah, it's been, I remember at that week in New York City, I was just talking to people like I would meet at the events. I was like, yeah, everything, it's been like a whirlwind for me because everything has just happened so fast. But I'm so thankful for the opportunity and to be able to do this now, you know, full time.
How hard was it sorry, Craig.
Please, you were there. You were there. I love it. First time. We're getting there.
You got it. My question was, you know, and I bring it up because I remember when Benny posted this after he got, you know, got the gig and when everyone's congratulating him in chat and stuff like that, and he posts in the Discord, you know, the message from Kevin. And I had looked and the date was like weeks ago or something like that. So my question, I guess, is like, how long were you sitting on that, Benny? Was that hard, dude? Because I mean, I remember being in the chat, or excuse me, in the lounge, like talking to you for a few weeks, like just, you know, just as friends and stuff in there. And then, you know, I guess you had that whole time been sitting on that information. That must have been tough.
Yeah, it was. I kind of knew. I think it was like from about 2 weeks before I started that I started talking to Kevin, and then once it was like pretty much official, I had been sitting on it for about a week. So it was really hard to not say anything, you know, inside the Discord, because I couldn't wait to just, you know, share the news, and I couldn't wait to get started. So it was really, really tough.
Someone was like, I forget who it was like, oh, maybe that's why Betty's telling everyone to go into this, like the self-promotion.
Yeah. You remember that
off.
Yeah, he was warming up.
Yeah, that's funny that you remember that, because I remember that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to say, though, Benny, it's so cool that again, that Gary connection that we both followed him and kind of onboarded that way. But you are living proof of something that he preaches. And I think Kevin's actually preached this type of stuff too out there. Just be there and do the work that you want to be doing, right? Those updates that you were doing. And then you didn't even necessarily explore for the job. It literally came to you. Like, do the thing that you enjoy and want to be doing and be focused on that. And that's going to, like, good things happen when that happens. Do you, am I crazy? Or is like, you, it feels like that's like the kismet of it.
No, that is 100% so true. And that's like advice I give now to, you know,
it's people. Real though. Like, yeah. Why don't people don't believe it, but there's others in this space that it's been like that, but like you're living proof of it. So I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm so hyped that it's like, this is not just BS that gets put out there by people with a lot of followers. Kevin says this kind of stuff. Justin, Gary, other people say these kinds of things because it's absolutely true. So, like, I want more people to know.
Yeah. And then let me just share a quick story because I know you, Craig, you remember because I'm looking in the Discord right now. But in the Ladybird channel, there was a user who mentioned that she just got a job with Floor NFTs as a community team member.
The lady who is in her, what, like 60s, right?
Yeah, in her 60s. Yeah, exactly, Ed. Yeah, and she was like, you know, and I asked her, I was like, hey, you know, congrats, but can you share how you got the position? Because I, you know, wanted to learn how she got it to be helpful for other people. And she said the exact same thing like me. She was in the space, in the community, engaging, helping others. You know, I'm reading now, she was a newbie to NFTs in January, you know, so just amazing. Because she was showing up in the community and helping others, they probably noticed her. And, you know, when the position opened up, maybe she applied for it and they recognized her or they you know, singled her out because of how she was showing up. But yeah, I mean, that's exactly, you know, how I got in. And that's how a lot of people, you know, should approach it if they wanted to, you know, join a team. It's just to show up, you know, in an authentic way and support and just be helpful to the community.
I think Justin just mentioned that the other day, even in a tweet, something like, you know, there's this misunderstanding that someone is going to just invite you, you know. Now it's kind of funny because that ultimately did happen to you, but that was a result of, you know, the right. Other part of what he said. Yeah, which was, you know, don't be waiting for permission. Like, you just need to get in there and, you know, and find that niche, find that area where you can contribute to the community, basically.
Right, exactly. And I think that's how D-Rock, wasn't that how he got started with Gary Vee? Was
yes.
He just started
yes,
making videos 100%. For Gary, right? Yeah, for free.
100.
And, yeah. And so, I mean, that's just an amazing way to sort of show your work and show and just to give without asking for anything in return. And great things will happen over time.
I couldn't agree more. And I guess I part of what my even reason for asking Ed to join in on this is that's part of the goal is like not just spotlighting people in the community. That's awesome. But it's because a lot of us got here in ways that it feels like could help other people, right? And you're with Proof now for in an official capacity for a little over a month. How is it different than other companies you worked for?
That's actually funny because this is my first real job with a company as a full-time employee. Because you know, after college, like I've done internships before, like for a company
sure.
Before and after college, but you know, those weren't paid. But my main job after college was working in a family restaurant, you know, for a long time. Yeah. My mom had a Japanese restaurant. So I started working there as a, you know, just a dishwasher and clean tables. And then I sort of worked my way up to running the cashier, working the bar, you know, managing the restaurant when she wasn't in town and things like that. But yeah, so I did that for a long time and enjoyed it at the beginning, but it was something that sort of wore off on me. Like, you know, customer service, if anyone's worked in the restaurant business, they know how tough yeah. It is.
Yeah, I was a hospitality guy for in my youth, put myself through college and everything, bartender at Fridays. I worked at Steak and Shake at the overnight. So I never understood the ownership management side of it that well. So kudos for being able to handle that because you had to deal with people like me.
Yeah, I did. And that was one of the toughest parts, you know, was, you know, dealing with so many employees and things like that. And so after a while, I just couldn't take it anymore. And I quit the restaurant business. And I went, you know, just sort of all in online. And, you know, the last 9 years, I've been working for myself, just making money online in different ways, being my own boss. And the last 6 years, I've run a Shopify store, actually, just selling, you know, stainless steel jewelry online. And it's been something I've enjoyed doing for these last 6 years. But the last couple of years, like I said earlier, has been a struggle, especially since the pandemic started. Sales were slowing down. Sort of found myself, you know, losing interest in this. I wasn't excited to get up and figure out how to make more sales, how to improve the store and things like that. So that's what I've been doing. So I haven't really worked for a company ever as a full time. So this is actually something different for me. But it's really,
I love that.
You know,
yeah, it's awesome.
It is. And it's so perfect though. Like it's exactly what I needed in my life at this time right now. I mean, and I really lucked out into working for a great company, you know, working with great people who are making great products and then really has this goal to do even bigger and better things in the future.
I'm like in such a dream state right now of like, I'm so excited getting to know you more about literally our similar paths in the Gary V, the sports cards. I do not at all have the similar path from school to family business to here in that regard, but it's wild that like your perspective on it comes from everything that you know about the work you did do, that running a family business and things like that. So you still have a very unique perspective, whereas we do plan on it. We're going to be talking to other people where they maybe did work for big corporations or small companies, or maybe they're like me or like yourself, where you owned your own business too. But that perspective is interesting. So do you take any of that knowledge of like your Shopify store and running that business or running literally the restaurant in and use it in any of what you're doing with Proof? Or is this the rebirth of Benny?
I definitely feel like there's aspects of me that I've gotten from other jobs. Like I found myself like when I was, you know, starting to get into the Discord and community, like I just been like that type of person that enjoys helping others. I don't know what it was or why, but I would always, like I said, just jump into the support channels and trying to help people, the best I can. And then, you know, I've guessed being in the customer service industry and for so long kind of is, you know, that's a part of me. Like I enjoy helping people in that way. And then also with the Shopify store, like for the beginning part, I was the one running and doing the customer support tickets, you know, and the emails that were coming in. And just wanted people to have a good like experience with, you know, the shopping and the product. So I guess it's the same way as now. Like I just want people to, you know, feel welcome in the community, feel safe, feel like they're getting support. You know, like I had a guy today, actually earlier, he was in the support channel. I was like, hey, can a mod or someone from the team DM me real quick? And I'm like, okay, well, not DM, but start a private thread. And so I did. And he had a question about a Moonbird that may look suspicious. He wasn't sure if it had been stolen or not. So, you know, I was just trying to help him out, you know, looking at the wallets, looking at the activity, just trying to help him. And, you know, he got his answer and, you know, it felt good. It felt great that I could do that for him and help him, you know, get some reassurance or get some answers, in any way. So yeah, I don't know. I'm like the kind of guy too. It's weird. I don't know why, but like if I'm in stores, like just a random store, like a Walmart or a Target or something, people come up to me and ask me questions about like, hey, where is this? Like, where can I find this?
You're like a perpetual employee of any store.
I am, man.
Wherever you are.
Yeah. I'm not like wearing like the uniforms or anything. I'm like, why are they asking me? But I don't know. It's just a something.
Friendly guy.
I guess so. Maybe it's just like this.
Yeah, you have a friendly face, Benny. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing your face, but I know you have a friendly face.
That's I believe it.
The only reason people would. There's no other way people would do that.
Yeah.
Right. It's weird. Yeah. So I've found myself in those sort of positions, you know, over the years. So, yeah, I found, you know, so this is like perfect for me. And that's why I really enjoy what I do right now.
It's interesting because it seems like a lot of people, you know, who end up in a service position, quote unquote, it's even if it's like a different kind of, kind of career, it's still the same kind, you know, it's service. So, you know, I kind of look at my own career path that I've kind of followed, and I've been all over the place doing a bunch of different things too. But, you know, there's that one thread in everything I have done. It's like, you try to help people, try to serve people, right? Whether it's like, you know, I used to be like a caseworker. Sorry, my dog over here is one. And a caseworker for kids on probation, you know, or a teacher or law enforcement. I mean, it sounds like it's the same deal. You know, you were providing service in your family restaurant, to providing service online, to now, you know, to now with what you're doing with Proof. It's interesting. It's kind of cool just to see how people kind of make that journey, you know, into different careers, but with that same thread.
Yeah, absolutely.
Things that I'm thinking, Ed, you say the things I'm thinking, but they sound better when they come out of your mouth.
I appreciate it, man. I don't know about
they
that.
Don't thanks. Come out right. That's why you're so epic with the daily newsletter.
Like, oh, I appreciate it, man. I can't even, I was talking to Stevie the other day and I was like, you know, I don't even like to order pizza on the phone, man. Like, I have no problem, you know, speaking in front of my classes or going in front of, you know, or public speaking generally, but I don't know what it is. Like, I don't like to call people on the phone, you know?
Me too. Hey, I'm me too, Ed. Me too.
Really?
I don't.
It's weird. People make fun of me for it, but I'm like, I'll go into this restaurant and I'll order pizza or whatever I got to do, but please don't make me call them and order it, you know? Like,
yeah. What about text though? How do you feel about text? Obviously Discord, I know you both are flowing.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, that's no issue. I'll text my order all day.
Yeah, like now actually with customer support, if they have a text option instead of calling, I'll just text them instead of calling.
We prefer it. We prefer it.
Awesome.
My thumbs.
Right?
I think I have carpal tunnel in both hands because like I prefer it to any other form. I'll call if I have to, like, and I talk, part of my job is the talking part of it. So I'll do it. But it's so interesting how texting and text as a platform has really taken over. I know video matters and a lot of people are FaceTiming and all that, but I feel like that's more like family. I am not FaceTiming like random friends. That's not what's happening.
Yeah, no, for sure. I you know, and like, I feel like I get a lot of my socialization out at work, you know, I'm all day, I'm in class with kids and, you know, they're like 13, 14. So I can like talk to them about things in the world going on. You know, I basically am socializing all day. So when I come home, I'm just, I don't want to get on the phone so much. I'll rather just, I'll jump into Discord and kind of hang out. Obviously I've been around a lot this summer because, you know, I have summers off and all, but, man, it's been great getting to like know you guys, dude. This has been awesome for me, you know, just.
I'm loving it. And Benny, can't thank you enough. Sorry, Ed, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, like, I keep coming back to like, man, I've been around, you know, for like 10 years or so in the space and I'm being dead serious, guys. Like, Proof is legit, man. And I've obviously, Benny, you know, you don't have to weigh in on this, I'm sure, you know, but like it is, I'm surprised, man. I saw, you know, when it started coming out and everything, I was like, I'm not missing this. Again, I've seen this show, you know what I mean? Like to some extent. And I think it'll be even bigger than it's the predecessors and stuff like that. So it's been awesome, man, to get in here and get involved, get to know you guys. And I think it's going to be super cool. It's going to be an awesome journey, man. Sorry, I kind of went off there. I'm just excited.
I loved it. I feel like Benny loved it too. Benny,
I did.
Like what do we need to know? I mean, other than the amazing stories you share with us, again, we can't thank you enough for joining. Is there anything else we would need to know about you, literally just you and your journey with Proof or NFTs before I then literally, whether we cut it or not, ask you feedback on, and Ed, this will be for you too, on like the ideas that came to me while we were talking. But you, Betty, anything we didn't cover in relationship with your journey, NFTs, or how you feel about Proof?
Yeah, you know, it's when Ed was just talking about, you know, how this is like different, like it reminded me of like, you know, how it is truly different for me because like when I've been in NFTs, you know, when I've joined Discords, when I've, you know, minted something or bought a project that I was excited about, I would not be like spending like the majority of my day in the Discord. Like I would just pop in, I'd see what people were reading, but I would not engage in the community. And there was definitely had not thought about what can I do to bring value to this community? And it wasn't until Moonbirds, it was like unusual. I don't know why, but maybe it was just, you know, just something that was meant to happen, you know? And it was kind of a weird, weird feeling. I kind of related to my wife, if I could share the story, is like, you know, we've been married almost 11 years now. And when I met her, it was like we randomly met, you know, and this was when I was living in Taiwan, studying Chinese. And I met her, and after I met her, I just could not stop thinking about her. It was the weirdest thing. It was like, if I wasn't thinking about like schoolwork or what to eat, I was thinking about her. And I told her at the time, I was like, you know, I've had crushes on girls, you know, I've dated before, but I've never thought about someone as much as I have about her. And it was just like the weirdest sensation and the weirdest feeling. And, you know, we ended up getting married like 3 years later and we're still married. So it was kind of the same way with Moonbirds. It's like, I hadn't wanted to engage or be a part of or help a community so much until Moonbirds. And I don't know why. Maybe it was the team behind it. Maybe it was, you know, these cute owls. I don't know what it was, but it was something, you know, in the water. And, you know, I'm so glad, you know, that I won the raffle. You know, I'm glad to meet you guys. You know, it's been amazing just to, you know, just chat with you guys inside or see you guys chatting and see how excited you are and how supportive you are too of the community. And, it's funny to read your speculations and theories as well. You know, I can't say anything about, I can't comment on it.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, that's of course, okay. You know, No, like in the Discord too. I'm like, I can't, you know, I'm like, I want to.
Oh, right, right.
You know, but it's funny just to hear you guys. But you guys, you know, you're speaking from love. You're speaking from passion, you know, for the community and the project. So yeah, it's been fun. And it's been not even 2 months? Has it been, how long has it been now? 3 months?
Yeah, that's the crazy part. That's not even sure. 3 months, I don't think. Yeah.
It's wild. Like we're just getting into Silver Nest, which is like what, 60 days? So yes. 60 plus 30. So almost 3 months, right?
Coming up.
Yeah, that's it. Imagine like a year from now, like how it's going to look.
Stop fueling me up. Gassing me up.
Yeah. That'd be insane, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Benny. Ed and I loved getting to know the person behind all the back and forth and great things we've done in Discord together. If you loved meeting Benny as much as we did, shout it out on Twitter. We'll link to Benny's profile in the show notes. If you happen to be in the Proof Discord, then you already know. This is a new podcast, so we'd really appreciate any reviews. And, of course, if you dig it, make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.